Welcome to Believe in the Ivy League, a look inside the ancient eight teams in the Ivy League in their upcoming games with all of the stats, trends, and analysis that you want to hear. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in the Ivy League. I am Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com. Go check me out, TomBartonSports.com. Tom Barton Sports over on Twitter, on the X, Tom Barton Sports on YouTube as well. Guys, look, I know we're still kind of finishing off the basketball season. This weekend is the Final Four. We can take a look at the Final Four and enjoy it, even though there are no Ivy League teams there. That's fine, you know, perfectly okay, but we still have some cleaning up to do, right? We got to talk about a new coach. We'll talk about that. A couple of guys still transferring. Look, the nil situation and the transfer portal has made basketball, I mean, relevant and football and baseball seemingly always is, but it's made it relevant 12 months a year. So anytime somebody leaves, I'm going to come out of here and I'm going to kind of tell you what I think the impact will be, where are they going, what information do I have? So we'll get into that. I do want to get into the baseball standings, just a quick overall standings, kind of my feel of the teams, where they are right now, what they're doing, and we'll get into baseball more and more as the weeks go on. But let's start it off right now. I told you someone's leaving. Princeton has just lost Zach Martini. He announced he's going to play for Rutgers next season. To me, look, I think it sounds like a lateral move. I think you can certainly argue that Princeton at this point is a better program, but I get it. I get it. Martini averaged 8.5 points per game last year. He had 63 pointers. That was second on the team, started all 29 games. It's going to be a problem. You know, I mean, it's going to be a problem. Look, he graduates from Princeton. So he gets that Princeton degree, which is great. Now he's going to a bigger conference, and I guess you could say that. Look, Martini's is a problem because he is, the numbers are there. I get it. The numbers are what they are. I can't make him be a better player because those numbers are not, don't jump off the page at you. But if you watch Princeton this year, yeah, he's a big loss for them. He's graduating, so you kind of assumed maybe he would come back for his fifth year, but if not, okay, you're going to lose him anyway. But it is still a big loss. As far as going to Rutgers, I think it's a lateral move for him, but it certainly helps Rutgers. It's a under-the-radar type of move for next year. You're going into next year, I think people that are going to be talking about Rutgers basketball are certainly going to be looking at him and saying, okay, you know, this is a big addition. And Princeton with the loss, but look, Princeton did a good job this year. They have a deep roster. I think they'll be okay, but it's something to monitor. Now, last time we spoke, I told you guys that Cornell lost their coach. John Jacks comes here. Look, this is what he is. He is just in line, right? Which is good. This is a good thing for Cornell. I was worried about the backstep. Look, he's a longtime assistant. He's a Cornell player. I think he's next in line, and that is a good thing. You know, sometimes people say, well, he's just the next guy up, and it's not exactly a complimentary situation. No, this certainly is. He was an impact player, right? He was an impact coach, and he's been on the bench for a while here. So I'm sitting here, and I'm going, yeah, I'm fine. I think that this is a good situation. I think that they're going to be able to kind of hit the ground running from a recruiting and a scouting standpoint. Basically, you have to assume that he's been in those meetings. He's been right there. The kids that are on Cornell that maybe would think about jumping aren't going to jump because that he's there. You know, he's not that kind of guy. That they know him. They work well with him. I think he's going to be a big addition there. Right? I think he is. He has ties to the biggest Cornell teams, the most successful Cornell teams, both for coaching and for playing. So that's fantastic. Right? I mean, you go back, look, he's been serving assistant coach under Brian Earl and Courtney before being promoted to assistant head coach in 2022. They had put out the report that he's been involved in every aspect of the program, including game and practice planning, opponent scheduling, alumni relations, recruiting, scheduling, player individual development, all of that. All of that is absolutely fantastic. All of that's fantastic. So he's been on the bench for 8 years, guys, right? We know the kind of offense that Brian Earl's staff used to run. He's going to keep that up, right? Run the ball, big-time offense, get out in transition, lowering, the bar is not in their question. I think that this is really, really a good hire for Cornell. Look, it may not work out. You don't know with guys that are getting their first coaching job, and really that's what this is. But what you do know is that he's sticking with the plan, right? And the plan was to keep this offense in place, to continue to have success the way that Cornell's had success over the last couple of years, and to keep the players there with the same mindset. If they brought in somebody else, maybe a little bit more experienced, there's the idea that maybe they have to take a step back for a year or two before they continue. I think they hit the ground running. I think Cornell is in a good spot next year. And I'll say this, look, the loss this week for Princeton hurts them more than the transition into their new coach there in Cornell. I think Cornell hits the ground running. I think it's a good situation. All right, let's take a look at the baseball standings here. In conference, Columbia's 5-1, Cornell's 4-2, Penn and Yale are 3-3, so is Princeton, 2-4, Dartmouth, Brown, Harvard. Overall, Columbia's still under 500, 5-1 in conference, but they're 10-12 overall. Cornell, 4-2 in conference, 6-11 overall, 11-13 overall for Penn, 7-14 for Yale, 7-15 for Princeton, 7-12 for Dartmouth, 7-15 for Brown, and 4-17 for Harvard. Outside of conference, the Ivy Leagues have been getting absolutely smoked. Absolutely smoked. Like I said, look, Columbia is, you know, a team that you look at and you go, they went and they tried to get a hard out-of-conference schedule. You know, they went to East Carolina, got swept there. They went to Santa Clara, to Fresno State, got swept there. Lost two against Fresno State. Lost both games against UC Irvine. They won their three home games against Marist. Three losses against Florida. What you could say about this team is, look, three losses against Florida on the road, two losses against Fresno State on the road, lost to Santa Clara on the road, three losses at East Carolina on the road. Guys, they haven't won a road game yet. You know, they came back again, beat up Hofstra, Harvard, split with Harvard, Manhattan, Penn, three-game set, swept them out. So this week, you know, they have Dartmouth, three-game set against Dartmouth, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I should say. Three-game set. Then they go back home. Then they have St. John's for one. And then they go on their big road trip. Three against Brown, one against Seton Hall, three against Cornell, before they get into the Ivy League tournament. So you could knock them, Columbia, for saying, look, they can't win on the road. And I'm going to say they may not have to. Right? They really don't have to win on the road. You really don't. Now, Penn is also a team. They are two games under 500 on the, you know, overall because they can't win, you know, at a conference. Now, they did take one of four from Abilene Christian, and they went to USC Upstate. They took one of three. They went to Charlestown Southern, took the first game there, split the second series, took one of three against College of Charlestown. That's all on the road. They can play on the road. So while Penn is 4-2 and Columbia's 5-1. I think you have to look at this Penn team and say, no, I mean, legitimately, they may have the better team. They might have the tougher road, we'll say, to hoe so far in getting there. We do know Cornell did take one against Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech is a powerhouse. That is an interesting game. That's something that we could kind of take a look at. They didn't do well against Georgetown, didn't do well against James Madison, but that, you know, you could almost chuck it up and say that's okay. Now, at Princeton, they did lose 2 of 3 against Princeton, 1 in 10 innings. That gives you a little look at Cornell and Princeton, who could both be better. And then let's take a look at Harvard, who I thought was going to be a lot better than what they are. And their schedule, I mean, look, they just can't get out of their own way right now. Three against Troy, they lost all three, and they can't score. Three runs, one run, three runs, four runs. I mean, their offense is just in the tank right now. And they go and take on Columbia. They put up 8 runs in the other two games, 6 runs combined in the other two games, and lost both. Lost both. You know, they just lost against Holy Cross and gave up 17. Came back against Brown, gave up a 20 spot, gave up a 17 spot against Boston College. So I'd love to put my finger on it and say that, you know what, Harvard's offense needs to do better. Yeah, they certainly do. But their pitching is terrible right now. Harvard's in a bad way. Brown's in a bad way. Dartmouth, they have an uneven schedule. Princeton and Cornell, you have a little bit enthusiasm for. Same thing with Yale. And then Penn and Columbia. Cornell's won 4 in a row. Columbia's won 5 in a row. But Penn and Columbia are right there. I think their schedules dictate that they are a lot better than what we've seen, and they could have a solid season. All right, guys, enjoy the Final Four weekend. Enjoy all of baseball. Next time I talk to you guys next week, we will get more in-depth with baseball. I'm going to kind of take a look at the schedules, see what we're looking at, and some individual players I'll highlight as well. Have a very good week, everybody.